USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will call on Congress in his speech Wednesday to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September. Tim Stewart on Fox News is with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association.
It's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
The Uvalde school shooting was a complete disaster. Very young children were murdered, and response by law enforcement was an abject failure. DPS Director Steve McCraw.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Waiting on a key for an unlocked door delayed law enforcement for well over an hour. It was revealed in the Texas Senate Tuesday. The Senate advanced and is poised to vote on gun control laws this week. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Supreme Court announced Wednesday morning they will be adding Friday this week to give opinions. This as Roe versus Wade is still in waiting. Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year. Let's get more information on the Uvalde school shooting investigation.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas isn't happy about some new information that has been revealed about the Uvalde shooting.
What is most alarming about the testimony that Director McCraw gave was this information that that door was never locked, likely never locked, because it was the strike plate that didn't work.
Republican Dan Patrick, reacting to remarks from Texas Department of Public Safety Colonel Steve McGraw, who says he doesn't believe the shooter had time to lock the Robb Elementary door last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Tim Stewart with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association on Fox News talks about gas prices and the Biden blunder affecting every American.
The president seems to completely avoid any addressing of the issue, which is we've got to increase long-term supply. He's like the college freshman who refuses to study for the midterm. And the reality is that we've got to address long-term supply. These gimmicks that the administration keeps throwing out, whether it be a gas tax holiday or gas cards or what have you, they're gimmicks. And the global markets don't respond to gimmicks. And this is the problem with the administration. They don't have, they're just, it's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
The Uvalde police are facing major scrutiny for how they responded to an active shooter at a school where 19 children were murdered by a crazed 18-year-old boy. Republican congressional candidate and deputy sheriff Yesley Vega weighs in on the criticism on Fox News Wednesday morning.
Look, it's a tragedy. I think that it's very easy to sit back and try to criticize. I'm certainly very interested in continuing to see what other details are made available to the public. But certainly it's a tragedy, and I can't imagine all of the suffering and pain that parents are still feeling. But it's absolutely our duty as public servants to ensure that we do our best to uphold that oath that we've taken, which is to serve and to protect, and I'm really going to be focusing on that as we continue to campaign and looking forward to talking about this issue more in the fall.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.